This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Here's one from the, things probably are not going back to the way they were once the pandemic is over file. Peer-to-peer payments, use of PayPal and Venmo and Zelle and a bunch of others, has been growing like gangbusters during the pandemic. Basically, ever since physically handing over cash, a check, or a credit card started to feel, unsafe. And analysts expect use of those platforms to keep on growing, even in the after times. The research firm Insider Intelligence predicts the volume of payments done peer-to-peer is going to grow 37% this year. Marketplace's Justin Ho is on that story.
People have been paying each other with peer-to-peer payment apps for more than a decade. When the pandemic came along, they started asking businesses if they'd take P2P payments too. Ashwin Deshmukh owns a cocktail bar in Manhattan called Short Stories.
People will just say, hey, do you take Venmo? Or like people asking us if they can send us money on Square Cash.
The reason they're asking that?
People really don't want to pull out a credit card at all. Like at all.
That's helped P2P apps muscle in on credit cards and other banking services, says David Yermak at NYU's Stern School of Business. Some apps offer lines of credit. Others let you maintain a balance and use it like a checking account, even receive relief checks and tax refunds.
If they're successful, they can begin to do almost everything that a bank does and sneak up on some of the larger banks.
Yermak says more poor people could get access to banking services by using P2P apps.
And in the long run, it will allow them to expand the market for financial services and keep those people maybe from ever joining the customer base of the legacy banks.
That customer base has been using P2P apps more too, says Jamie Toplin, who follows digital payments for Insider Intelligence.
The pandemic has catalyzed uptake among older customers, baby boomers especially, and that's contributing to a lot of the growth.
Those older consumers have gravitated towards Zelle, a payments app that's collectively owned by several big banks. Younger users prefer Venmo and, increasingly, Square's Cash App. The company says its user base has grown by 50% over the past year. Ron Shevlin at Cornerstone Advisors says those users are more likely to pay with apps and do it more often.
You know, half of Gen Zers who have the Square Cash App on their phone say that they use it frequently, every week.
And they use it for a lot more than paying bills and getting paid.
I do use it for stocks, and I use it for Bitcoin. I've got like $1,000 on Bitcoin right now.
That's David Peets of Portland, Oregon. He's 37, not quite Gen Z, but fluent in the technology. In 2013, he started using Square when he was selling collectible cards.
So if somebody didn't have cash and they wanted to pay with like a debit card or something like that, they could swipe their card on my phone. It was a little thing that plugs into the phone, and I could accept their payment without having to like have them go to an ATM or something.
Then he started using Square's Cash App to send money to friends, and now he's been using it to buy fast food. Cocktail bar owner Ashwin Deshmukh says he'd love it if more of his customers paid with P2P apps, because that would save him a lot of money on credit card fees.
I think the credit card fees alone for, 2019 are probably like a month or two of rent for us. So if we could save a month of rent and credit card fees, it'd be amazing.
Deshmukh says he'd love it if more of his vendors accepted P2P apps too. I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.